Are we supposed to be on Team Zach or Team Chicken Fry?
Team Chicken Fry, for sure.
Well, I am always on Team Chicken Fry. Always. Always.
Well, I'm here in the freezing cold getting free chicken sandwiches because the food tastes great. I mean, it's chicken. It's fried chicken.
Yes,
it's fried chicken.
It is.
I like fried chicken.
Who doesn't?
So what, he's a cheater?
Well, I mean, allegedly, but okay. I just think that the way that it was handled was classless by him. Like, she posted a video after kind of explaining things, saying, you know, I'm going to take a break from social media, blah, blah, blah. But saying that they had broken up the night before, she had woken up the next morning and had a million texts asking if she was okay. And she said, you know, she wanted to handle it as just two human beings going through a breakup.
Oh.
Instead, he brought it to social media and turned it into a whole thing.
Oh, boy.
So she cheated on him?
No. He allegedly cheated on her. There are some DMs that have been released. I mean, okay. I just want to know, they bought that house in Duxbury. What happens with that?
And so did she change her last name from Chicken Fried now?
It was Chicken Fried before Zach.
Oh.
Oh. That's her real last name, Chicken Fried?
No.
Wait, and who's this girl, Chicken Fried?
She has...
We'll explain it to you later.
Yeah.
We have important things.
Well, no, I heard you guys talking about her before.
We discussed it many times on the show. Maybe you were out.
No, I'm just here, but I want to get here, caught up into this whole Chicken Fried world.
Feel like chicken tonight?
All right, well, that's sad.
I have to say, I'm with Wiggy. I tried to figure this out yesterday.
Yeah.
It was explained to me, and I found myself more lost at the end.
Yeah. I just don't believe I'd want any finger-licking good chicken that she touched.
So there is
just
Zach,
saying.
There's Zach Brown, who sings of Chicken Fry.
Yeah. Okay, all right, I've heard that song before.
There's a woman named Brianna Chicken Fry.
And they're in a relationship.
And they were
in a relationship.
Oh, they were in a relationship.
No, different Zach.
Yeah,
and her. Zach Brown, different from Zach Brown.
Oh, okay.
You know what I want to do early, if that's okay, is get somebody who would like to bring their hero to Lunch with a Hero, our annual Veterans Day event, which is happening on Friday, November 8th. We added a show that morning at the American Heritage Museum, which is in Hudson and partly in my adopted home continent of Stowe. It's an unbelievable place. You will, no disrespect to Wiggy and to Courtney, but you'll learn a lot about history while you're at this broadcast.
Yeah.
I would love to learn more.
They have, it's really amazing, the stuff that they have there, including an actual, I won't do this justice, but an actual POW prison cell from Hanoi and from the Vietnam War. And there's a story that they tell there about this guy who was a prisoner of war for a long, long time in Vietnam. And mentally kept track of every prisoner that was there during his time in other cells. So they would find ways to communicate. And he kept track of who they were, what branch of the service they served in, where they were from, and then was able to, when he finally got released, was able to reconstruct from memory that list of every single POW who had been there, held prisoner in Hanoi. And so it's an incredible place. We would love for you to come out and join us on Friday, November 8th. But if you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, then you can bring your hero. So we want to obviously thank those who have served this country, and you should bring him or her to the event on Friday, November 8th at the American Heritage Museum, and then you should join us for lunch afterwards at the 110 Grill. And so call now and tell us who you want to bring. You can also go online and do this on the contest page at WEEI.com. And we will celebrate on that morning the 100th birthday of a friend of this show, Joe Landry, who served in World War II and is a member of the Greatest Generation. And I'm hoping that everybody will come out that morning specifically to thank Joe and shake Joe's hand and say happy birthday to Joe.
Imagine remembering all of those names and all of that information while in a cell, and Wiggy can't remember his coworkers' names right now.
No, it's just built differently.
Or his teammates.
Yeah,
I'm pretty good at my teammates, but I've
found Sean. Just so you know, he couldn't put it all in the notes part of his Apple iPhone.
I got more right than Ty did. Teammate names.
Couldn't do that.
I like the summer like it's interesting to see some of the stories like. You know, do you ever see the thing of the tunnel rat soldiers?
Yes.
So it'd be pretty cool, like, you'll be blown away.
You'll be blown away by what you get to experience at the American Heritage Museum. So.
You know I'm a big Call of Duty fan, Greg, so I love the military.
Yes, I know you are. All right. So, Shime, we had a couple things left. They said it wise. I want to get to what Tom E. Curran said on this radio station yesterday.
Yeah, do you want to do Tommy Curran first, or do you want to?
Okay, let's do Tommy Curran first because Curtis brought it up during his lead this morning.
Yeah, so Tommy was on the program yesterday with Jones and Keith, and Jones asked him about possibly losing the locker room, and here is what Curran had in response.
I would think he's at a level of risk. Certainly, he just Mayo. I'm talking about. You had a bad enough performance on the field to lose 32-16. It wasn't that close. It was a fourth down play that Jacksonville got turned away on. There was another long drive that ended in a field goal. They could have put up 40 on you. They didn't. You have enough to deal with without marching to the podium and unsolicited calling the team soft. Not saying they're playing soft, calling them soft. Mm-hmm. So that turns into, at 1 in the afternoon or 12:30, a feast for the rest of the day. What happened in between those 1 and 5 teams in Europe? Yeah, not much, except the head coach said his team was soft. I've never heard that before. I've never really heard that before from a first-year head coach. Wow, that's worth diving into. So, again, unforced errors. And to me, when you are going to turn the gun on your locker room in that fashion, what are you doing to help them out? And when I watch a defense get run on 18 consecutive times the way DeMarcus Covington's was, and they don't really do anything to say, you know what, I don't care how many people we have to put in the box, you're not doing that to us anymore. If we have to put the entire franchise in there, we're doing it. Not doing that just dangles them out to dry. So I do think that it's certainly, with this new culture coming in, the links to the McCourty, Slater, Andrews group have been severed to a degree because of the injuries to Bentley, Andrews. They're diminished on the field, they're diminished in leadership, and I just don't think that turning the fire hose on the locker room and saying, you guys stink, which is basically what happened, is the way to go.
Okay, so Tommy Curran says he's at risk of losing the locker room. Can you argue that he's already lost it?
I don't know if he's lost the faith of those in the locker room, but he certainly doesn't have control over it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense. He's definitely lost what his players will say publicly. Like, they have no problem at all with saying what's on their mind, whether it's through the media or through the social media and having us all wonder what the hell that means.
And you're talking about critical stuff. Like, you're talking about criticizing the organization, the way it's being run, the you know, amount of touches that if you're a wide receiver that you're not getting, whatever.
Playing time, conditioning, whatever it is. Like, all the things that you would think you would say behind closed doors in a team meeting. Guys, we need to be in better shape. We look slow out there. We look like we're out of shape.
I guess, Greg, my biggest frustration is not on the field. Obviously, they stink. But how can you ask players to be disciplined when you're not disciplined yourself at the microphone? When time after time you say something and then you're forced to walk it back. And the Polk reaction to Instagram was by far and away my most concerning event. Where he just was unable to say, that's wrong, accountability needs to be done.
What do you think?
Isn't that what people wanted? Was a head coach who actually said things?
We complained when Bill was like,
no,
you just said, this is what happens when you go to the podium and you then say things that you then have to walk back because you say things.
He said something And he said he just missed a word. It wasn't that he was needing to be more verbose.
No.
Yes, it is. Wait, what are you guys missing? He has said things over and over again where he's had to clean up the way in which he said it, not how long he said about it.
I've seen people try to make this point, and from my perspective, it fails. Like, this is why Bill, after an awful loss or whatever, would step up there and say, you know what, it's really on the coaches. It's on me and the coaches.
He would always say, we have to coach better, we have to play better.
Yes, and he would deflect it away from the players.
Right.
No, he'd say, we have to coach better, we have to play better.
Yeah, but he would put the onus on himself.
He would always say, we need to coach better, we need to play better.
Yeah, I mean, everybody was circulating that audio of he and Brady talking, and he was putting it on himself, but yes, okay.
The Polk situation I found to be even more interesting yesterday when he posted, like, a Bible verse. And then Drake May reposted it on his story. To me, that, because we were all assuming that he was saying, you know, peace. And if you're a teammate of that after a loss, you're saying, like, what the hell?
Well, Drake's also a big God guy.
Yeah, so. but that verse, that Bible verse, is saying, like, you don't understand now, but you will one day. And so, I mean, maybe we all read the Polk situation wrong. Maybe that peace wasn't what it was supposed to be.
So, what was the peace for?
We don't know, but to post that, John 13:7.
Yeah.
But that's the point that Greg and I are talking about. When you open the door to, and granted, we've had some social media things in the past with Bill, but not as much as we're having like this.
Yeah.
We never really had much when it came to players voicing their displeasure or their, like,
frustration
with playing time, condition, and we didn't really have that with them doing that through the media. And this is just like, hey, you could do it both ways, but when you do it this way and you're not winning, then everybody in the locker room goes, well, if our leader's saying something, then I can say something.
All right, we got to take a break. Coming up next, we'll get to Courtney in today's news, including what one airline is finally doing to thwart the most flagrant of airport etiquette violators. We will get to that coming up next.